We are also theater majors here on the Los Angeles coast as well. So chat.
Listen, you guys do a lot of dinner theater in LA, right?
Kalia woke up and chose Miss Hannigan today. She woke up. Truly. She chose Miss Hannigan.
We are playing a busted spin on The Price is Right.
Bitch!
Some of us broke as fuck and surviving.
No. This is for fun?
AC. While the elite were broke as fuck and thriving. Not us. Bitch.
I knew you would ask us how much a dildo cost, Courtney. I knew you would ask us how much a vibrator was. I knew you'd ask us how much a butt plug was.
Oh my God, Eric. You know how you welcome everyone on the podcast?
With peace and love, fuck y'all. Because I...
this game would go a lot faster if we weren't all fucking stupid.
Wrecked people, wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people,
wreck people.
I'm still drunk.
Your hair?
From last night.
You look really good right now.
Bitch, thank you.
Hold on. This jacket, is this white fur going down?
What?
With like a nice little like blue jean material.
I didn't even notice.
The clean shirt underneath.
I didn't even notice.
Fresh pressed. This hair is laid.
Who did? Yeah, I'm in here, bitch.
The cut of the
top. I'm in here, bitch. You saw right?
Like, this is, my mind is lost. Also, wait, hello.
Oh, wait. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to
the show.
My name's Coco.
My name is Eric. And Coco, I'm going to force you to do the log line. You have to do it. This is ripping off the fucking Band-Aid.
Bitch, I don't even know by heart. Okay.
What are we? We are a what? What type of show is this?
The game show podcast where we hurt our own feelings. Yeah. And where we hurt our own feelings
Oh, no. Let's back it up.
You know that my memorization gives me so much anxiety. Like, bitch, I'm an actor.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the game show podcast where we hurt ourselves or hurt our feelings.
It's our feelings, but, you know, we're working with it. We hurt our feelings
to answer you, bitches.
Okay. Well, this is the game show podcast where we hurt our own feelings and embarrass our contestants every week to answer you motherfuckers' most savage fucking questions. Episode 9, you know, I believe episode 9 is the one where she's going to get it right. Episode 8, we're not quite there yet. Eight weeks in, not quite there. But episode 9, I believe in you.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have it pulled up next time.
Oh.
And you're going to think that I said it so well. I was like, bitch, I don't know the words. I don't know the words.
Yeah. Your memorization skills, you know, you're cute. You're pretty.
You have a
perfect bone structure. Your skin is flawless.
You.
Your hair makes me want to break my own neck.
Cue.
You can cry on cue. Memorization, not your
memorization.
Strong suit.
But how the fuck are you? I mean, honestly, neither one of us are well.
She said.
We were both in bed crying last
she
night.
She said. I know neither so one of us are well.
Yeah, it's true.
We were crying, literally, six hours ago? The highlight of my, crying week, my month of crying,
has been that today
is Father's Day. And my favorite thing about Father's Day is my mom is super sentimental. And she sends us all of these pictures. And I remembered one thing. If there is one thing in my life that I remember, it is that I was a pretty ass baby.
I was perfect. I have the chill, Eric.
I know.
I mean, you can't see it, but like the hair.
I know.
Like, and I was an amazing baby.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know I've babysat so many babies. I know babies.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents fucked themselves.
It's true.
By not making millions of dollars
any
off of
any fucking
you.
Magazine, me. Any runway, absolutely me. Fucking Barney. Ate that shit.
And I didn't know you were a good performer. You would have told your baby ass.
Right.
Eric, we're going to come in. The moment you see the mother come in, she's going to pretend to be your mom today.
Uh-huh.
I need you to cry.
Uh-huh.
And
ooh,
you
tears.
Did little,
bitch.
Okay, done.
I'd be like, bitch, next question.
Weep. You literally right came out saying, where is the college?
Right up the contract.
I would love to be able to have a platform where I could just make something called Coco's Corner.
Oh.
Because you know me. You know, I just
why
get angry sometimes for like no reason.
Can we call
like
it
no
Coco's
reason.
Corner?
Literally can we just say, okay, hold on. Here's
we're gonna
we're
have,
in
welcome
Coco's
to Coco's Corner.
Corner.
This is it with our star, Coco Bell. Coco, what do you have to say to our audience today?
I don't need to state it, but I'm going to state it. Obviously, I'm so happy that Juneteenth is now a national holiday. Right. Like, I'm a black person. It goes without being said.
Right.
I cannot fucking believe! I cannot believe the amount of things, the sheer fucking amount of things that should be done for black people. And the one thing that was voted on was to give white people another fucking day off.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Why are we not in school? There's no reason nobody should be in school. Black people need to be at home on Juneteenth.
Black people should have got the day off. White people should have been working eight times harder. They should have all had to work doubles.
Everybody should just be like hustled into their local football stadium and just taught and about just race
they just need,
all day. Lectured at. And they just have like black people like
lecture.
Stationed around there. Thank you. Listen, like you would be there. I would be there. Like anybody we know. And I would just be watching you. And if I see you look bored, if you look fucking tired, if you look sleepy, I'm grabbing you up by your thin blonde hair and I'm shaking you the fuck around. I'm pissed. I cannot. I'm sweating.
I could tell. Hot. Okay, wait. People want to hear the episode.
Coco's Corner
does. People want to hear the show. So we have to move on to our next segment, what I like to call
confessions.
This person said, "This he's a guy. He said, so if I ever have a one night stand, I always snoop in their medicine cabinets because I'm a freak. Anyway, one time I blew a very handsome bearded gentleman, then proceeded to ride home on the subway high on the Vicodin I stole from him. That's next level. That I don't have anything to destroy you on. No notes. Not a one. And you know what?
Such a good night.
This is reparations when I have to say it. This gay gentleman got his reparations because when he said I blew a nice bearded gentleman, I'm like, what did you get? What did you get in return, sir?
What did you get? No, exactly.
Did you get yours? No, but you did get some high quality medical grade drugs.
You, baby, you better have taken the bottle.
You deserve it.
And you better have some for me.
Right? What?
Wait, actually, I did. Mom, I didn't say that. I didn't. Okay. I was at this guy's place in college because my best friend was dating his roommate. They shared a 2-bedroom apartment between 5 guys.
What?
All of them on the baseball team, so you can only imagine what their place was like.
Ew.
Anyway, there's a lot of drinking, and one thing led to another, and I hooked up with a roommate while my best friend hooked up with her now ex in the twin bed next to us.
Oh.
When my guy finished, he took the used condom off and ran through the apartment living room where a party was still going on, holding it and yelling, look at my unborn babies.
Absolutely not. I would have taken his knees out.
I would have Tanya Harding that motherfucker.
It is a mental illness being attracted to men. Ran through the home?
Look at my unborn babies.
That happened inside of me. What she needs to do is hate crime him. That's what she needs to do now.
Yes.
Now she needs revenge. So I need her to write back next week with some brainstormed ideas on how to victimize him. And we'll help. We'll assist.
We would be very happy.
Absolutely.
Yes. Honestly, we should just bring a bunch of women on the show.
Yeah.
Of different men that they need to get back on.
Oh,
and then
my
we all just
God.
Have a hodgepodge
and
party.
And we just people can write in, violence. Give advice. Yes. There's an hour of violence. Okay, now this one's fun. I like this one. Okay, so they said, so I got my wisdom teeth pulled last month and they didn't put me to sleep. So I was awake the whole time. And something about the way they were manhandling my mouth was an extreme turn on. I guess I discovered a new kink of mine, ? This reminds me. I got my hair done. And I went to the barber. And every time I am at the barber, honestly, at the dentist too, these are like the most intimate moments of your life. Someone has their hand on your neck, inside your mouth, on your head, around your ears. They're like touch, they're moving you around like, hey, move your head like this. And I'm like, tell me what to do.
I didn't understand what direction.
Which direction? Just can you just move it yourself? Maybe if you moved it where I was supposed to go, if you told me what to do. Just can you just tell me where I should right there. It's going in.
No, he's like, Eric, open wider.
No, so I understand this. I hits me on a personal level.
I honestly like have a response in agreement.
Yeah.
I also know that my mother
loves listening to us now. So I'm just like, every other episode, I might spare her soul.
I cannot just, believe like, that you didn't tell me that before now. And now that I know that your mother absolutely is listening to all of these words that I'm saying, and I'll never be able to look at her in the eyes again.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
My last thing is, it's a simple confession. One time I shit my pants at a party, blacked out, woke up on Xanax across the country back home in Virginia.
What?
From Michigan.
What?
I'm like, I don't even, like, we shouldn't even be advertising.
Wait a second. I'm trying to think, like, the funds involved in this, the planning, the
she had to have an ID. Right. Like you had to stop at the gas station.
Where's the? I'm gonna queue. I'm honestly.
You had to get snacks.
I'm gonna queue up the Law and Order SVU soundtrack like, right now because.
Is it the this Indiana has turned into or a Ohio, funny story? The turnpike?
Into FBI's most fucking wanted.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We're going to find this person.
Terrifying.
At this point, I'm protecting my family by turning you in. I'm protecting my loved ones.
Yep. Irresponsible.
Okay.
I will say, who is responsible? At least three of our guests within the last hour have reopened the emails. And yep. I'm like, these women have it together.
They have it together.
And so we brought them on
yes,
to
absolutely.
Show you. That sometimes it's okay to not have your shit together.
Yes, bitch, we brought in a few of our friends because, you know, whether you're on the come up now or you're still in that mid-20s struggle, we have all been broke as fuck. We've all been there. Some of us broke as fuck and surviving while the elite few were broke as fuck and thriving,
not
bitch. Thriving, bitch. Mm. And we're gonna play a little game to figure it out. You ready to bring these people in?
Done.
Let's do it. This is very exciting. Hi, everyone. We just brought all of our lovely contestants in. We had
hello,
a lit ass friend.
Yes.
Hey. Woo. We have Team LA and we have Team New York here.
Yes, yeah, right. LA.
Split New York, coast. New York.
LA.
New York,
New York. Get the fuck out of here.
Forget about it.
They don't really know what we're doing yet in like detail. So we're going to explain to them as it's at the same time that we explain to you, bitches. So, folks, whether you just got off that production contract, whether you just finished that recurring role.
That's me.
You know, that Thank series you. Regular, that national tour. Even if you are currently there, we have all been broken busted at one point. We have
Is
all
that
been
why
broken
you guys
busted.
Asked us on this show? Because we're broken busted?
What?
Wait, this was not That's explained fucked up. To me.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be broken busty, you know?
Yes.
All I thought the theme was bad and bougie.
Ooh, what?
That too.
So some of us were out there, you know, broke and surviving, while the elite were broke and thriving. Okay. Am I winning you back yet? Yeah. Am I winning you back?
Okay great. It piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm. I'm
okay,
in.
Okay, great. We're going to play a game where we figure out which team, you know, Struggle Budget LA, Struggle Budget New York, actually were able to make a dollar out of 15 fucking cents, okay?
Okay.
Who was able to pull it off, okay?
Yeah.
Who was able to pull it off?
So basically, we are playing a busted spin on The Price is Right. And because this shit gets really fucking complicated, I'm just going to break it down real simple. So it's less about guessing like the cost of your mom's like Prius, you know, on the show, and more about like guessing the cost of a bottle of lube from CVS. You know
I
what
knew
I
you
mean?
Would ask
like...
us how much a dildo cost, Courtney. I knew you would ask us how much a vibrator was. I knew you'd ask us how much a butt plug was. I knew it.
You knew where I was gonna go. Exactly.
Marina has a chest of butt plugs with jewels in the back of them.
Ooh.
In fact, I do.
Oh yeah, to align your
in
chakras.
Fact.
Yeah.
The jewels. My boyfriend gave me a butt plug for Hanukkah with a dreidel on the top.
Ratchet. Oh my God.
That's adorable.
That's cultural.
I'll drink to
let's,
that.
Let's guess that price.
So each team is gonna get a series of their own challenges, and whichever team gets the most points, wins, simple, done and done. I think we should introduce Team LA first.
Wow, yeah. Fuck you guys.
Team LA.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
New York
I mean, like,
is
it
the best.
Only seems correct.
We have to be honest.
We'll save the best and classiest for last. Go ahead. Go right ahead with your desert fires and your
whatever. Busted governor.
Busted governor.
We have a lot.
This went too far. Sorry. We came out the gate.
No. Okay. Attack. We want a war. We do. Emily, go ahead and start us off.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm honored I get to go first. My name is Emily. I'm 5'4". I'm just kidding. I'm not going to slate for you guys. Thank you so much. I'm Emily. I'm 5'4". My favorite color is purple. And I'm excited to be here because I'm a broke-ass bitch. It's been tough out here, y'all.
Yes.
I can own it.
Cheers.
I'm Erin. I'm not 5'4". No. I am a Cancer with a rising Libra and a Pisces moon.
Me too.
Bitch.
Cheers.
And I'm just so excited to be here. And thanks for having me.
And yeah.
Okay. My name's Izzy. I'm controversial yet brave opinion. I am a Capricorn sun.
I would say that is brave.
That is brave.
I'm also not 5'4". My sacral chakra is fucked. And I'm also a broke bitch.
There we go.
And how did the three of you know each other?
Because we're all gay.
Yeah,
we're all queer.
Happy Pride, everybody.
No, but literally, that was the connecting force.
Team New York, whoever wants to start can start, I guess.
I'll start us out. I need to get this out. All right. Hi. Hey, bitches. What's up, Get Wrecked Podcast? My name is Kalia. I'm hot and thick. Okay. I'm actually not broke, so I don't know why you guys asked me on this podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Erin's whole opening statement that this is about struggle and busing and struggle busing. I've been working really hard. I sold my soul. I'm working in marketing now, so fuck you guys. I buy my $9 coconut water just like the rest of you bitches, okay? Happy to be here. So honored. Thank you, everyone.
I see a shot is in the air. Marina's your shot.
Marina's ready. She's like, pick me, please. Hello. Let's go.
Hello. I'm Marina. I've also never been broke in my fucking life. I'm
nice. Good. She laughs.
Period.
Period, bitch. Next.
Okay. Hey, Get Wrecked. I'm Sophie. I'm actually really, really, really rich. I don't know anything. Actually, I've never bought anything myself. As my kind often does, I mostly get free promotional packages. Right. So that might explain why I might just be kind of bad at this game.
Kind. Wow.
Right. But I'm so kind.
Humble.
Yeah. So kind.
So
good.
Humble. Thank you. Humble.
Okay, bitches, we're about to get this shit fucking going. Yeah, we're about to see these actually out here, like the elite penny pinchers, you know the price of everything. All of your little sarcasm, we know you broke as shit. We know you ain't got shit. You ain't never been shit. You ain't never gonna be shit.
Allegedly.
So. Oh my God, Eric.
How you welcome everyone on the podcast.
And guess what? We're starting off with Team New Fucking York. This game is called Bullseye, okay? You're gonna pick between two categories, food and fun. Okay. And we're going to give you 5 items in that category. The goal is to buy enough of one of those items to get a total between $10 and $12. That's right, math, bitch. Math.
See, now you're so for example, there's math. That's not good for me. Okay. And can I just ask, the categories are food and fun?
Food and fun. So you get to pick whichever one of those, and then we'll give you 5 options in one of those.
I'm ready. I'm titillated. I'm excited. I want to really bring honor to my family, my background, my hometown, Haneohe, Hawaii.
I just
want to say I'm really fucking honored to be here. Okay.
Also, you can talk to your team. You can like.
I mean, that's
call
not
going to
help
discuss.
Because everyone on my team is rich and wealthy as fuck.
Oh, you're right. We're all in the 1%.
Okay, I'm ready. Obviously, I was like, I was munging a bag of Funyuns before this episode even started. So I'm going to go food. I'm going to go what I know. Please enter me into the food category.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Here are your options for food. Maruchan ramen. 1 packet of ramen.
Okay.
Barefoot pink Moscato. A 12-ounce of Red Bull. 1 spicy potato soft taco from the Taco Bell value menu.
What the fuck?
Spicy specific. Spicy.
and a single can already. Of Vienna sausage.
Whoa! Wow. Okay, Vienna sausage. I just want you guys to know that in Hawaii, where I'm from, Vienna sausage is like a very classic breakfast item. We mm-hmm. eat it with rice. We eat it straight out of the can. Oh, we eat okay. it fried up in a pan with a little sugar.
Okay, bon appetit.
Gone head this. Gone head
you got it, bitch. Bon
appetit. All that being said, the item I feel most comfortable with in this whole lineup has got to be the Maruchan ramen.
Okay.
Okay.
As a
okay.
broke college bitch, like, you mm-hmm. know your ramen is the go-to. Okay, so Team New York. I'm thinking, I know Maruchan ramen, if we're talking one packet, it's under a dollar each, depending sure. on what bodega you're at. She's yeah. going to be 60 you, cents to 90 cents per
You could get two
package.
For two for $1 too at some places.
Correct. In my okay, so that's kind of in the 50 to 90 cent range. So if I'm trying to hit $10, wait, this is where I need my calculator on my phone. Because I'm very smart, but I can't do mental math. I'm going to do 12 packets Maruchan ramen.
I would add
but
like
that's
three
about
$6.
I feel like 12 packs is like $6. Okay, I think 15 is reasonable.
Yes,
Kata.
Yes,
I
agree. Yep, mm-hmm. that's what I was thinking too.
You're locking
Judge
it in?
Judge Eric, Judge Coco, give me 15 packets.
Unfortunately. 15 packets is incorrect. Team Los Angeles,
okay, we got this.
You
okay,
have a chance to steal okay, before we tell you the correct.
You have a chance to steal, baby.
I think it is less than 15.
No, it's more it's because they're 25 cents a packet.
You think?
They're 25 cents a packet.
Not
I used to
LA.
Live within... Maybe not in LA, but I usually live
yeah,
die
yeah, where are these
Mara
prices
China.
Coming from?
Fair
are
question.
Are these, like, Florida
yeah.
prices?
The only hint that you can get is the store.
I would
Vons,
love to know the name of the...
Vons Supermarket.
Oh, Vons.
Okay, I swear it's less, because I, especially during the pandemic, I bought them all the time. They're, like, maybe 50 cents. I think the problem is we need more.
Okay, so you're thinking maybe we need, like, 22?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm thinking,
I,
or like,
I trust you. I trust you.
I don't know if I trust me.
Are we
Hold
carrying
on.
The one,
Math?
Though?
How about, like, a really good 25?
Okay. That's sexy, hot, and fresh.
Compromise. That's on compromise.
Are you locking 25 in?
We're stealing the point anyway. Like, we'll
okay.
have
Are you locking the 25 in okay. for the steal?
Locking in the 25?
Yeah. Locking in 25.
Locking in 25.
25.
Unfortunately. You are also incorrect. The correct
Sorry,
answer.
Bitch. Sorry, LA.
These Maruchan ramen packets, one packet individually,
if you say 25 cents, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Cost 25 cents.
You were right.
What
you
did
would
I
have
say?
Had to choose
oh
between
God.
40
you were right.
and 48 packets
40
to get
I
the
just
right
say,
What did I
just
say? Did
say,
I not with the not here? Let, next, I'm fuck y'all. No, I'm just not wrong. Fuck y'all. I love you all so much. With peace and love, fuck y'all. Because I that was in my heart. I knew. I was like, no, but that's too low. I was like, I could have sworn
Team
there were 25
New York, you get another
each.
Chance, though. Sophie,
okay.
you are up.
You,
you also
Sophie.
Get
we
to pick.
Sophie,
you also get
pun-
to pick one category, and then we'll give you. So you can either stick with food, or we can go over to fun. And then
no, we
you
gotta
can
change
pick
it
the
up.
Same options.
We're gonna change okay. it up. We're going for fun. We're going for fun.
Fun.
That's
Got
a good
it.
Choice.
Okay. So your options are a single shot bottle of Fireball whiskey.
I'm triggered.
A 3-count pleasure pack of Trojan condoms.
Not three.
3-pack.
A 3-pack. A first result early response pregnancy test.
No. How dare. How
We're
dare.
Familiar.
This is for fun?
A
fair. Questions are fair.
This six. Is for panic attack vibes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
6 beer pong balls, a 6-pack.
Okay.
And a pack of Marlboros.
Okay. Okay.
So of those, which
Talk
one do you feel
Sophie.
Comfortable
Talk
going
it through.
With?
Okay, I would like to consult my team.
Of course.
So mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with how much condoms cost.
out yourself,
the
fair
point. Never
use
one in my life.
And I'd like to thank Planned Parenthood for that.
I don't smoke ciggies. I can't speak for the Marlboro. Fireball, I feel like I could maybe give you some insight.
Let's go with the... With the ping pong balls, which I think are, like, on the cheaper side. I think the ping pong, I think the beer pong balls, like, they're cheap as fuck. I think they're, like, $2 to $3, probably, for a pack of
And
six.
Just to clarify, it's a 6-pack of ping pong balls?
It's a 6-pack.
It's just ping pong balls, but, you know, we want to be cute.
I feel like that's $2 to $3. So I'm going to say mm-hmm. to hit 12, you can get, like, four to five, I want to say. So...
I would go higher, so I would go higher for the ping
pong. Yeah, okay, I think though. So, too.
Okay. How do we feel about six?
Yeah, six sounds good.
Okay. All right, I've conferred with my team, and our final number is six.
That is correct!
Okay.
Yes. Beer pong ball.
That's how you work through a problem.
Yes.
Wow. It is 198 for a six pack. Wow. Your answers could have been from 5 to 6.
God, you know your joke when you think ping pong balls are like $5.
But you got it.
Like, that's too expensive. I'm just kidding. It's a golf ball.
It is too expensive.
Marina, do you want to do food or do you want to do fun?
My group loves food. We're foodies. Let's go with food. I feel pretty confident.
You want to go back to food? Barefoot Pink Moscato, 12-ounce Red Bull, spicy potato soft taco from Taco Bell's value menu. And a single can of Vienna sausage.
And these are just the four options? You just named four, right?
Those are the four left.
Honestly, I hate sugary wine. It just makes me throw up. Spice. I don't do Taco Bell. And I don't know anything about Vienna sausages. So I'm going to go with a 12-ounce Red Bull.
Oh, shit.
Gorge. Okay. Yes.
Do it, Marina.
Okay.
Where's the point of origin, please?
Yeah. 7-Eleven.
We would like 7-Eleven. We would like to see 7-Eleven.
Like Ann Arbor?
Okay, yep.
Yeah, like 7-Eleven.
Ann Arbor 7-Eleven.
A slight upcharge.
You're trying to make the bill between $10 and $12. How many Red Bull do you need to buy to make it between $10 and $12?
Yes, for Marina.
I'm going to have to.
And this is just one can, not a pack, just one can of 12 ounces. Just one 12 ounce.
I've been to places that do like 2 for $5. So like I'm gonna average that.
Okay.
Two to five.
Okay.
$2.50
sounds right to me.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. Maybe $3.
So what's it gonna be?
I think I don't know if I can do the math.
Okay, girl. You just call it.
You got this.
$2.50.
I want to do a site like sidetrack to let you guys know that everyone on the New York team is a musical theater major. We went to school for jazz squares and singing and dancing. So this mental math stuff is not our forte. We're highly capable women, but we really, I mean, taxes, math.
No, but we believe in you. You guys are doing great. You got points on the board.
Let's do this. 250 times two is five. Five fits into 10 twice.
Twice.
I say 12 divided by 2.5 equals.
So that's four Red Bulls for $10.
I would say four cans.
Four cans.
And I think that's max. I think it's either four or three.
Marina?
I feel comfy.
Okay, let's do four. That is the official answer.
Four cans.
You're locking four in. The answer is four, baby. You got it done.
That's
what I thought.
I would have guessed four, too.
Thank God.
All of us like, we would have said four.
We would have said four.
Also such as, very much like.
Team LA, are you ready?
Aaron.
It's your moment.
Aaron, it's your time to shine.
Okay. Food or fun? Let's do food.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with food.
Okay.
I'm so comfortable.
Food. So we have the Barefoot Pink Moscato that's left. The Spicy Potato Soft Taco.
I remember we said that and my brain resonated.
That is one of the ones that's left.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do the soft taco.
The soft taco.
Yeah. Okay. So then we're closer to like just a dollar then. So I think we should go with. Like
I cannot
10
answer.
Or
don't answer yes
that.
Or no.
Don't answer that question.
I can't answer.
We're not
yes
answering.
No.
We can't answer anything.
I think it's more than a dollar. Let's say.
But what do you? But it is.
I
your
say
answer.
Nine
okay,
or ten.
You
see, maybe
okay,
nine.
Okay. This may just be me, but I feel like you're going to be angry if I don't choose 10.
No, I would never. I would never do that.
So guys, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, hold on. Can we do a quick aside?
Can we do a quick side? Can we break out into a breakout
room?
A breakout room?
No, let's lock in. Let's lock in 10.
What do you feel comfortable with?
Let's do 10, and if we don't, then I'll just like.
It's your
silent
vote.
Yeah.
What do you
locking
think?
In
a lot
10
of pressure.
10 is
10.
The correct fucking answer. All of
yes!
that.
Yes!
All of that. Yes!
Okay, you better trust those instincts.
Yeah. Spicy right. Soft Taco is one motherfucking dollar. $1. Yeah. Simple shit. $1.
Yeah. Simple shit.
$1.39. $1.29.
I want to know what struggle you guys have seen in your life that you feel so confident in the price of Taco Bell.
I'm just obsessed
with
that.
That is a great question.
It's just their potatoes.
I also would be lying if I said I didn't go to Taco Bell 2 nights ago.
I would also be lying because I was with Aaron.
Last one. Food or fun? Food or fun?
I hope you guys lose horribly.
Thank you for your. I love my fans.
All right. What we have left is Pink Moscato, and a can of Vienna sausage.
Well, it's specifically Barefoot Pink Moscato.
I think it's around like $5 or $6.
I was gonna say $5 or $6, and then Vienna sausages.
Like, really? I think it's maybe $6.
I was gonna say Barefoot's like $4.
This game would go a lot faster if we weren't all fucking stupid.
Yes.
So I do want to point out that we are also theater majors here on the Los Angeles coast as well. Yeah.
Listen, you guys do a lot of dinner theater in LA, right? Oh
my God. Kalia woke up and chose Miss Hannigan today. She woke up and she chose Miss Hannigan.
If you're doing Moscato, we need to lock in that price.
Vienna sausages or wine.
So let's go with wine. Because I trust you. Two bottles, you would say?
I think two, but fuck, that might be short. I don't know. Let's go with two. Let's go with two.
Two is correct, bitches.
Two
you
is
got
correct.
It right.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! You got it fucking yes! right.
Okay.
Wait, we're tied.
You are tied.
Are we?
We're tied.
Oh, you have 2-2.
Emily.
Is this
Team Emily? Food or fun? There's only one left in food.
Do you feel confident about the sausage? I know you always do, but about these sausages?
About my sausage?
First of all, thank you so much, but second of all, not at all.
No? Okay, then we'll
choose fun. I don't know.
Okay, so for fun, you have the single bottle of Fireball whiskey left. You still have the 3-count pleasure pack of Trojan condoms.
You would know.
You have the 3-pack of First Result Early Response pregnancy tests.
We would know.
And you have the pack of Marlboro.
Okay, wait. As someone who lives, laughs, and loves from time to time, I have had to buy a pregnancy test. and if I remember, the 3-pack, I believe, is about $12.
The 3-pack of Trojan?
Of the pregnancy Trojan? Test. No, so the pregnancy you, test oh, oh, is oh, about oh, $12.
So you
I believe.
Think just one pregnancy?
Wow.
Or one of the three?
Wait, so live, laugh, and love is what you say?
To me, maybe pregnant? Live, laugh, love, maybe pregnant.
I would say live, laugh, love, then live again, perhaps.
Live, laugh, love, maybe have
then live again.
And then love,
what about live,
again?
Laugh, love?
Honestly, Ellen, I was judging you guys, but after that, I think you guys might be okay.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I can carry the team home.
I think we should lock in one pregnancy pack test. What?
Okay.
One three pack
of was it first response?
First result.
And she's not even a generic response. Brand. Yeah, that's going to be about.
Yeah, both. First response. Yeah.
Yeah.
One
that.
Is correct.
Yes!
One is correct. Yes! We have the tiebreaker. We're going to move on to a mini game, everybody.
Ooh, a mini game.
And it's called Rank Me Daddy. We are going to pick a team rep.
This could be your least valuable player, your most valuable player, your least intoxicated player.
We're all alphas. We're all alphas.
We're all Leos. We can't choose.
Oh, wow.
We all
that Leo
be
energy.
It.
All right.
Okay, so I guess fight each other.
I think either Marina or Sophie, because you guys both nailed your answers really well.
I don't know about that.
Marina, what do you think?
Okay, let's do it. We're doing Marina. In front of you are two doors. Behind each door is a different lifestyle. In that lifestyle, there are three items or purchases that you will rank from least expensive to most expensive. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, least to
most. So it's simple as that. Least to most. Do you want to open door number one or door number two?
One.
One? All right, let's do it.
Wow.
So behind door number one, you have the struggle budget. The struggle budget.
Yeah. Okay.
So behind this door, we have 5 gallons of gas in New York City, 5 gallons of gas in Los Angeles, and a 7-day MTA pass in NYC. Okay. So out of those three things, rate them.
Marina. Wait, what's
least
t-
expensive
wait,
to
what
most
is it?
Expensive?
TA pass?
The metro.
MTA.
The subway.
The subway. I just had to be specific.
Okay, wait. Okay, yeah. Okay, fierce. Okay. Okay, 5 gallons in New York, 5 gallons in LA. Got it. Okay. Okay.
$33 for 7 days.
Right, for 7 days for the pass, right? New York, I was recently there. Sorry, you guys.
Fuck you, Marina.
I saw that the gas prices were $3, like 20, like maybe even more.
Yes.
Yes, right? And then LA prices, I literally have no idea. think
no
so.
One's gonna be more in LA.
More in LA, you think?
None of us own a car. This is
okay. Okay, I'm gonna go New York, LA, and then TA pass. Wait,
New York, LA, and then TA?
Okay, yes. New York, LA, and then TA pass.
That's it.
That is fucking correct.
That is it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes, Marina. Yes. She better show up blackout and get all of her answers right.
I know we picked the right
no.
Ass bitch.
Done.
It's that drunk energy for sure.
It's that drunk energy. The only door that's left remaining is door number 2 for Team Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And that is the rich bitch list.
Ooh, okay. We're
gonna do worse. I mean, we are very
the rich
wealthy
bitch
as well.
Right.
This
should be easy. Such as.
So, also. The 3 items you have to choose from are a Peloton bike, okay, a tier 1 VIP Coachella pass, and a bungalow suite at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas.
It hurt.
I have no concept of what any of that
costs.
I have no concept of what any of that costs. I think it might be in that order. No, bungalow suite. What the fuck is a bungalow suite?
A bungalow suite.
You said one
is
night.
Like,
one night? At the bungalow
no,
suite?
No, a bungalow suite.
One night.
One night.
Okay.
What the fuck is a bungalow suite?
It's like a bed, but outside and next to the pool.
Okay. Bungalow suites.
Am I wrong?
More expensive than a Peloton.
Okay, wait. So to be honest with you, I think it was in that order: Peloton, Coachella, bungalow.
Although yes, he said tier one VIP ticket.
I don't know
Coachella.
What VIP
is. A regular Coachella ticket now
like
is definitely
bucks.
Over $500.
Oh, it's well over $500.
So maybe
I know
that's
that for a fact.
Do you want to go in that order?
All right, we need the list. We need the list.
We need your list. Lock it in.
We need
Let us know.
Let's go in that order. Let's go okay. in that order. I think
so.
The
in the order that was presented.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No.
Fuck.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect, which means we have a tie again.
Yes.
Which means we have a tie again.
We have one last game to play with you guys, Eric.
One last.
They're
game.
Tied. I literally have a quarter next to me. Okay, New York, your heads, LA, your tails. Are you ready?
Do it.
There we go.
Who did I say? New York, your heads. There we go. Yeah. Okay, New York. New York, you're first. And we're going to play Pick Me. So Team New York, this game is called Pick Me, and it's simple. We're going to give your entire team 2 items or purchases, and your team has to discuss which item is more expensive than the other, or if you think they're the same price. So Eric, if you want to give them pair 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this first pair is a flight from Los Angeles to New York City or a flight from New York City to Los Angeles.
Oh.
Which one is more expensive or are they same price?
Doesn't one take longer than the other? Let's bring in the wind patterns.
Yeah,
let's bring that into consideration.
Let's talk about the wind.
Let's get into physics.
Let's bring wind into the conversation.
Okay.
Wind has been left out of the conversation for far too long.
I was literally just about to say
We need to create some space here on the Get Wrecked podcast.
Power to your truth, bestie. Get it.
First of all, does anybody understand wind?
I do. Okay, wait, let me put my 2 cents in there. When I travel internationally, I go from Michigan or whatever, like, you know,
yes,
and then all the way to Japan.
Bitch.
We go from whenever my flight from Detroit to Japan is like 14 hours. My way back is like 11.
I think it's more expensive to fly to LA. I mean, to fly from LA to New York.
I think so, too.
Kalia,
okay, so
we have
2 out of 3.
Do we have a unanimous decision?
That was your
answer. We have unanimous. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're locking it in?
We're locking it in.
See.
That is correctomundo.
Wow. Yes. Oh, my God. Look at that logic.
Okay.
Okay. Look at that.
Expensive as
done. Fun. Yeah.
Team Los Angeles.
You got this one back.
Yeah.
Team LA. Okay.
Time for
pair
you guys
2.
To persevere.
Okay.
Before I say what these things are, I just need everybody to know that Eric definitely picked these. This as his question. Like he wrote these. Because Eric is bougie when it comes to food. Eric does not cook. Eric does not clean. Eric gets that
food.
Shit delivered.
I will live on the streets.
Like, but he will. He will get shit delivered.
I'll live on the streets.
It is that TV money.
I get to have
yes.
my,
so
my nice
monthly
food.
Subscription to Postmates Premium or Uber Eats pass. Okay. Eric, can you let us know? Do you just have your HelloFresh?
I plead the goddamn fifth, bitch. I'm not trying to call me out on this in these streets. Absolutely not. I love
that. Did you say Postmates Premium or Uber Eats?
Yes.
Pass. Mm-hmm. It's their version of Postmates Premium. Fuck.
Doesn't Postmates have like either a monthly or an annual?
No, just the monthly. She
said. Okay,
just
my bad. I'm stupid. It's fine.
I thought the month didn't increase. It was $20, but did it go up?
I think in general, Uber Eats is more expensive.
I mean,
but
Uber
does
in
that
general
mean that their monthly subscription service is more expensive?
I would venture to say yes, but
okay, controversial yet brave opinion. Are they the same price?
That's what I just said. They might be the same price.
I don't partake. I'm not
okay.
I'm unaware.
I would say Uber Eats. I'm into that idea. Unless
you're locking it in very strong
that it's the same or it's not. Is it the opposite?
I mean, across the board, I've been wrong a lot. So
so should we go the other way? Because Postmates is definitely for sure at least $20.
Is it?
How come caviar hasn't gotten a mention yet?
Fuck those hosts.
Is that a new thing?
We're not that broke, Kalia.
Emily, what's your final say?
I haven't been on it in a while. Fuck so you.
Do you want to say Postmates? Should we say the same price? I mean, that's the fun option, right? Yeah, let's say it's the same price.
Okay, I think that's
locking it in.
Okay.
And the answer is the same price.
They are the exact same.
Done.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm really happy that happened. You guys were so close to not trusting Izzy yet again.
I know. Yet again.
It was the ramen.
That's on me. That's on me.
It was the ramen that came from the couch. And I was like, no, I'm going to stand up for myself.
Wait, so we're still tied. We're still tied.
Can we have a deal breaker?
We'll
lose. Can we have a sing off? Does anybody know the monologue from The Crucible?
I saw $40 with the devil.
We're going to do a tiebreaker, you bitches.
Yeah, we're going to do a tiebreaker.
So we're going to do one more. Both teams are going to get the exact same question.
Okay.
And both teams will have to come up with an answer.
Eric, I love that. Do we just give them like a subtle like minute and a half? Let everybody scream over each other and see what happens. All right,
I kind of love that. East Coast and West Coast like stayed neck and neck this whole time.
The whole time.
I know.
That's right.
Yes.
That struggle right now, is even. Guys, we're all trash.
Yeah.
All of us. Okay.
We're going for
this tiebreaker. We're going to do a slightly different game. This is our last game. One round, one and done. This is called Danger Price.
Okay.
I'm going to have both of you guys, all the teams together in our like little moment of unity. Both teams are going to come together and pick a door. Behind those doors, again, we have our same, you know, lifestyles, the struggle budget or the rich bitch budget. And then we'll give you four items and a danger price. You'll be picking three items that you think are not that price. So for example, if the options were Big Mac, Whopper, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, and Crunchwrap Supreme, and the danger price is $3, I'd try to pick which items aren't $3. If you pick the danger, if one of your options is the danger item, you fucking lose. Hopefully you guys both don't fucking lose. That would fucking suck. But also it'd be poetic justice.
We would just win.
It'd be poetic justice.
Then we would just know the cities are even. We would solve it today.
So
we want to pick the item that is not the correct price.
You're going to pick three items. Three items, and you're going to avoid that danger item.
Okay.
You
okay.
don't want the one that's all danger right. item. So Team New York and Team LA, this is your one chance to work together. Do you want to go behind door number one, or do you want to see what's behind door number two?
I feel like we should kick it to Marina because she chose the good door last
time.
Yeah, that's true.
We could kick it to Marina.
And I will not be mad either way, but like I trust your judgment, I trust your energy, I trust your vibe.
I'm still going to pick number door one.
That's why we chose Marina.
All right, door number one is the struggle budget list.
Yes!
So, congratulations.
That's what I'm saying.
I got you guys.
Here we go.
Okay.
So, we have Trojan H2O Lube from CVS. Clear Blue pregnancy test from Walmart. Different than earlier. Not first response. This is
Clear Blue,
baby. Six-pack of Bud Light from 7-Eleven. And 1 month of Tender plus.
Your danger price is $10. So you're trying to avoid the item that costs $10.
I think the pregnancy test is between like $15 and $16. Like mm-hmm. 15 to 19.
So, but that so what we learned in the previous answers in this podcast though is that first response is 10 to 12. So are we assuming that Clear Blue is a better brand and that that's going to be
yes.
Like, okay.
Yes.
Right, because of market competition.
Are created equal.
Look at Courtney okay, take a so yes
I would
twig.
Pick things that are not $10. I would pick the Tinder membership. I would pick okay. Clear Blue. I think it's a little above 10. And I forget all the other options.
I think Bud Light is more expensive than $10 for a six.
I agree.
Yes.
We have left
New York locks in Bud Light, Tinder, and Clear Blue.
And New York or okay. Los Angeles, say your answer one more time.
I have California's answer. Lube, pregnancy test, beer.
We have a locked in answer for New York, locked in answer for Los Angeles, and I'm about to reveal which team is going to walk out here victorious, Los Angeles or New York?
Oh,
I'm so stressed.
Is more busted than the other?
Wow, I'm.
And the winner.
I want to do Jay-Z proud.
The winner of Broke as Fuck, Get Wrecked is fucking nobody. You both got it the fuck wrong.
What?
Woo, yeah.
You both got it the fuck wrong.
Oh my God.
The danger price was
wait, so
like
now
fucking
we have to
light.
Fight to the death?
I'm glad that wow. we established that New York and LA are equals, you know? It's like,
yeah.
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 Both busted
and
fucked.
We are equals.
Yep.
Did we single-handedly like end East Coast, West Coast gang violence?
100%.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we yeah. solved this discrimination on
honestly,
this podcast today.
Us. Yeah, we really
honestly,
did.
Honestly, good for us.
Yeah.
Good in a quick hour, a New York minute.
You guys, this was amazing.
That
thank
was so
you
fun.
So fucking much. For coming on the show. You all are literally you're all like performers and incredible people. I mean, want to give you a chance to shout out your socials for coming on here and being broken, busted and fucked up and drunk like the rest of us. So let's start with Team New York because there's more LA people here.
Yes.
Whichever one wants to go first, just start fucking plugging yourself. Insta, TikTok, I don't know, Venmo, shit.
True.
Mm. Oh my God. Okay, I'm Kalia. Please follow my meme page at Ginger Juice. I'm trying
it's
to
the
get
best one.
For that. I need some supplemental income, so please follow me at Ginger Juice. I'm trying to sell t-shirts, skinny tea, anything I can get, really.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, the best meme account, though. The best.
The memes are good, though.
The memes are solid.
Okay.
The memes are fire.
Dropping the mic.
Yes.
My Instagram is not anything special if you want to. Follow me, it's my name, Sophie Midorsky, but like you're welcome to. It's not that interesting. But I would like to take this time to plug Ginger Juice again. It truly is the best meme page.
Yes.
Go follow it, you will not be disappointed. Show it some love. Like literally I scroll through that meme page all the time. I think maybe like 15% of the people who follow that account are because I plug that shit. So go ahead and do it. It's
yeah. I absolutely. Yeah. I would also plug Ginger Juice. I mean,
wow.
The best meme page. I know, three people. So, I mean, yeah. I feel like at this point, you just got to follow it. And that's it.
And that's it yes. for Marina. She
and
doesn't even
it.
Have a name.
She doesn't have a first name. She doesn't have a last name. We don't know who she is.
No.
Team LA, tell us, who are you?
Well,
shit.
You can follow my comedy account. It's she's underscore here underscore for underscore it. You can follow me there. Emily mm-hmm. underscore Hunter is my main. But I also want to plug Ginger Juice and really just extend that olive
yes!
oil and say as a ginger yes. myself, I get it. We're out here getting sunburned as fuck. So yes, Ginger Juice is done.
This is me. This is Aaron. You can find me at AaronJ underscore official, even though I'm officially nobody yet. But that's going to change.
I like that phrasing.
That's okay. And I do have a second account I would like to plug, which is Ginger Juice.
Oh.
And I think you have some really fire memes there. And I feel really confident that people are going to like start popping off soon.
Off.
So.
Yes. I am Izzy. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at IzzyBusySpider. I'm not sure if you guys heard this. It's a really important page. It's called Ginger Juice.
Yeah. Also, like, rattling the fuck out.
Wow, 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 wow.
Vibes.
Ginger just has entered the chat very strong.
Very strong. Really very heavy strong. Foot.
Yeah.
Heavy presence. In this here. Okay, everybody, you can find us at Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram and on the TikTok.
And the TikTok.
You can find us at Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. Make sure that you follow and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to us right now on Apple,
yes!
on Spotify, wherever the fuck. You can find me at Eric M. Myrick on Instagram. Courtney?
You can find me at coco.bell with four L's, but honestly, that might not even be my name because I change it about once a week. I got a notification that I have to stop changing my username. So we'll see how it goes. But I think most importantly,
can you commit to who you are, please?
But like, I'll figure it out. Maybe when I'm like 27, we'll give me the
how many L's do you need?
How many L's? I don't know. Like, I just want my fucking name, but somebody has it. So once I get my name, we'll lock it in. I'll buy them out.
Okay. Well, everybody is broke. Continue your broke lives, everybody. Right. Continue being busted as shit. Yes, I don't care what Team New York says.
I didn't come on to this show to be criticized this way, Eric. You did not tell us that
you
this
came
was
on the show to get wrecked, baby.
I truly feel like I got wrecked.
You did. Everybody you did. See you all fucking next Tuesday.
Bye.
Have a wonderful evening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
New York is better than LA.
Bye. Yeah.